WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. 'Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to every time you speak her name, does she know how?
And more.
105.7 CFW.
We are young, hearted to heart, we stay. No promises, no demands. Love is a battle.
.057 CFW.
Together, standing strong forever.
80s, 90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Yeah! Kick it!
McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
She's making a
know all the words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW. This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Come here, baby. You know you drive me up a wall, the way you make good for all the nasty tricks you pull. Seems like we're making up more than we're making love. And it always seems you got something on your mind other than me. Girl, you got to change your crazy ways. You hear me? Say you're leaving on a 7:30 train and that you're heading out to... many times it kind of gets like feeling bad. Looks good, yeah. That kind of loving turns a man to slave. That kind of loving
trying to tell me that it's time to go.
Never gonna be the same. I go crazy.
With Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW!
From my eyes, I 80s, 90s, and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Ohio has an August 7th deadline for November's candidate registration. Problem is, Joe Biden wasn't going to be nominated until the Democratic convention beginning August 19th. What's an Ohio legislature to do? Try and stop ballot initiatives, of course. State legislatures routinely pass housekeeping bills to accommodate such discrepancies, but not this year. The legislative majority was spanked by the voters in 2023 after the legislature backed changes to ballot measure rules in August, trying to derail a reproductive rights initiative in November. The Ohio Capital Journal reports that negotiations for the fix began in early May, passing a House committee. Seeing a partisan opportunity, extreme Republican Senate leaders rolled in SB 215, a bill expanding a ban on foreign contributions to ballot measures to include foreign nationals living and working in the U.S. The Associated Press reports that a group funding the November Reproductive Rights Campaign received donations from a legal U.S. resident, Swiss billionaire Hans-Jörg Weiss. When National Democrats organized a pre-convention online nomination instead, and DeWine berated his fellow Republicans, Senate leadership offered to pass the fix if the foreign funder legislation passed too. In a special legislative session, both the fix and the ban were passed and signed by the governor. Find more on this unnecessary drama at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966. Not long after, voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
Chippewa Valley weather.
Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll get to 73 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. Scattered thunderstorms after midnight, our low 55. Tomorrow, a few clouds in the morning, then sunny with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
CFW.
And you can dance. Music. 80s.
Tempted by the fruit of the night.
90s. And more. 105.7 CFW.
Somebody must